I wanted to continue talking about some of the delusional myths and lies and just completely ridiculous statements being pumped out by all these con artists, these gold dealers, these gold pumpers, silver dealers, silver pumpers, and these individuals who pose as some type of unbiased media platform, right? But of course, the only people that they interview are gold pumpers. Of course, I've written a lot about this, and I think that no one else in the world has written as much extensively exposing all this stuff, dispelling all these myths. No one in the world has come close to what I have released. All the articles on gold, and I have probably written now 24 or more, and I'm not talking about 2 or 3 page articles. Many of these articles are very, very long. You can just look at the article on John Williams that I wrote talking about why we're not going to have hyperinflation. That article was probably, I don't know, 30, 40 pages. And some of you out there still don't get it. You still think, you know, gold is going to save your life and it's insurance and it's great. But at some point, even the slower people out there who haven't figured it out yet, you need to ask yourself the question, why is it that I'm the only one that's exposed all this? Why is that? Isn't that a little bit weird? Isn't it strange? Now, once again, getting back to the slower people who don't even realize that what I'm saying is 100% fact about gold. I'm right. They're wrong. That's fact. And I'll put any amount of money on it. You know, all this hyperinflation scare tactics, and hyperinflation's virtually impossible in the U.S., I've gone over that. But you got to ask yourself the question, why is it I'm the only one? I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons. First of all, there's very few people in the world who know what I know about investments and finance. And I'm talking about the practical aspects that would enable one to understand these things that I'm talking about. It's not rocket science, but, you know, quite honestly, there's just not a whole lot of clever, clear-minded people in finance and investments. They're just not. Now, there are some. So let's ask the question, where are they? Why aren't they exposing the reality of gold? Because they don't give a damn. They're busy doing what they're doing, managing their funds, whatever. They don't give a flying fuck about you retail Main Street Joe six-pack investors. You guys are for the sheep herders to slaughter. You're for the sheep herders. You're the guys that listen to the media. Mainstream media, alternative media, you guys are the ones that are getting slaughtered. The big guys, the big investors, the big fund men, they don't pay attention to that dog and pony show. And that's why you don't ever really see, with rare exception, truly legitimate fund managers and true investment pros on these financial shows. CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox. They're not on there. You get a bunch of chumps on there. You know, of course, I've talked over and over again about this whole thing. I'm not going to go over things I've pointed out. But, you know, one thing that I haven't mentioned as much, one of the myths out there, you know, you'll notice, like, you haven't heard, and this is January 2014, I'm sorry, 2015, but we haven't heard anything about the gold Dow Jones Industrial Average ratio, have we? I haven't. Remember the gold Dow ratio? All these gold pumpers were talking about Peter Schiff and his gold Dow ratio, right? You know, it's funny. Peter Schiff is a guy that he mentions things when it's convenient for his argument. When gold is down, well, he says, well, it's not down in Swiss franc terms or Japanese yen terms. He finds some currency out of the, I don't know how many, 200 currencies in the world or so, you know, where if you convert it, it's not down, right? Same thing with the gold Dow Jones ratio. He hasn't been talking about that for a few years now. What's going on, Pete? What's going on? Remember when you were saying the gold Dow ratio was going to be 1, right? 1 to 1. Well, that means gold had better come close to 18,000 pretty soon, 18,000 per ounce, right? Or the Dow's got to crash down to 1,300, right? I mean, come on, folks. I mean, these guys are clowns. Gold Dow ratio, these ratios never meant jack shit. You can put some very vague associative spins on them. Way back when we were on the gold standard. We're not on the gold standard haven't been on the gold standard for decades. Eric Sprott's telling you gold and silver were going to go supernova. He said that in late 2011, when gold and silver were just off the highs. And of course, they collapsed. Telling you, stay out of the stock market. It's going to crash, right? Right? The dollar's going to crash. Well, look what's going on, folks. Right? Remember the same people telling you the euro. It's much better. People aren't worried about the euro. They're worried about the dollar. Isn't that what Peter Schiff was saying? Wasn't he telling you? Folks, the whole scam, this whole currency scam, this is a complete fucking scam. Nobody exchanges currencies. You got a guy telling you to get your dollars out of the bank, out of your savings account, and exchange it to some fucking foreign currency? What? Lawsuit alert. Lawsuit. Are you kidding me? Folks, let me explain something to you if you don't understand this. Peter Schiff can be sued for that. He can be sued for that. Did you not know this? Now, if you go to his firm, of course, they're going to get you to sign off all these disclaimers stating that you understand the risk. That doesn't matter. He's already sold you. He's already sold you on TV so that they're going to mark it down as solicited, right? I'm sorry, unsolicited. When you go to the Euro-Pacific Capital and you tell them that you want to buy Aussie dollars or whatever, the broker is going to mark it down as unsolicited. Why? Because they didn't solicit that investment strategy, that transaction. You called up and wanted it, right? Well, but why did you call up and want it? You called up, insisted on that investment transaction because Peter Schiff scared the fuck out of you on TV, right? That means it was really solicited. This is one of the big scams that nobody's talking about. When these guys get on fucking TV and they claim First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and they're not held to FINRA and SEC regulations. Just like all these hedge fund clowns, for years and years, were violating Reg D. Okay? They were violating this law where you're not permitted to go out and market openly hedge funds. And they were doing it. And CNBC was helping them. How? They would get on, be interviewed, and they would basically be introducing this guy and his hedge fund. They'd be talking about things, right? These guys were actually telling you, well, yeah, I'm going to short this and this and this. What? Of course, recently, the SEC changed that law probably because it's been abused so much. But folks, I'm just telling you right now, there's so much fraud and so much bullshit out there. You'd better stick with somebody who knows what's going on. Okay? An insider. Someone who not only knows the criminality and the fraud games that they play, the media and Wall Street, but also someone who's a damn good forecaster and who can go up with anybody in the world and come out on top. And that, of course, would be me. Now, the latest myth, or the latest, I guess, escape tactic that these gold suckers and silver suckers are saying, well, since 2000, the Dow's only up 70% and gold is up 300%, right? This is why it's really futile to even try and entertain any type of discussion or debate with these morons because they're so stupid. I mean, they don't even understand the basics of data collection and analysis. They're obviously cherry-picking a certain period. For instance, in 2011, it was 1900, just above 1900, right? In the fall, I believe it was, late summer, early fall. It's down 30%. Well, since that time, the stock market's up what? 50%, 40%? Really, the key is you got to get enough data points. So a 100-year time frame is a pretty good period. And if we look at gold since 1900 versus the Dow, for instance, the Dow was around 65 or 66, and gold was about $22. So today, of course, the Dow is about 17,500, and gold is about 1,300. So do the math. We could take 100 years, go to 1999, and we have Dow around, say 10,000. So we went from $66 to 10,000. In gold, we went from 22 bucks to what? In 1999, $300, $250. Think about that. 100 years and gold was up 300% only. Okay. So, you know, and it's funny because it's not even appropriate to compare gold with the whole stock market, right? It's not. If you want to do that, well, I can just compare that to one security. I can compare that to Netflix. Of course, I advised people to buy Netflix in my 2008 book, The Wall Street Investment Bible, when it was under 30 bucks. Just one example. But I'm just saying, the numbskulls are always going to come up with some stupid argument. And they're used to creating and disseminating stupid arguments because their leaders, the gold-pumping con men, are very stupid, and they create these arguments. You see, I mean, you can't reason with these people. They are completely delusional.